Mayor Andy Ginther says the need for civilian oversight of the Division of Police has been building for years, and the overwhelming passage of last fall's charter amendment in the wake of last summer's protests opened the door.
For too long, the police have operated without any independent oversight. In November, the people of this community, the voters, spoke and said that was unacceptable.
Once approved by City Council, the Civilian Police Review Board will be involved in the process of selecting the city's first inspector general. It can investigate allegations of police misconduct and review use of force complaints, and will be able to make discipline recommendations to the chief of police or the director of public safety. Former city attorney, county judge, and CEO of the United Way of Central Ohio, Janet Jackson, will chair the board. Other members of the board are Franklin University professor Chanel Jones, Central Ohio Labor Council Director Mark Flaherty, retired Columbus Police Officer Willard McIntosh, Vineyard Columbus Pastor Rich Nathan, Good Shepherd Baptist Church Pastor Charles Tatum, lawyer with the OSU Roosevelt Institute Kyle Strickland, Orange Barrel Media Director of Business Involvement Randall Sistrunk, and retired County Public Defender Mary Younger. Jackson says the criminal investigations into the actions of Columbus police officers during demonstrations this past summer and the reluctance of officers to participate in those investigations shows the need for a way to rebuild public confidence in the division.
I have great respect for our police officers and what they do to protect and serve. But with great power comes great responsibility. And when they do wrong, they must be held accountable. And that accountability does not, cannot, come from inside the division alone.
Jackson says the first step will be training for board members, then launching the search for the city's inspector general, who will in turn recruit investigators and will report to the board. She says the board will not only review investigations into allegations of misconduct, but also review and recommend changes to Division of Police policies and procedures. Review board members have been appointed for a 3-year term. The process to remove or replace members has not yet been determined, but they will eventually serve staggered terms. The board members announced Wednesday range in age from 30 to 72. 6 identify as black, according to their applications, and the majority live in the city of Columbus, although residency was not a requirement. More than 200 people applied for the 9 positions.